Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Coffee with the Coach, presented by Tim Hortons. I'm Chris Brown, along with Bills head coach Sean McDermott. As the Bills get set for a big AFC matchup here in Week 14 with the Indianapolis Colts at New Era Field on Sunday. Coach, thanks for being with us. So, Coach, your team is in a position now here at 6-6 where some help is probably going to be needed from some other AFC clubs. Question here is, how do you keep your players' minds off of the scoreboard watching and just focused on the task at hand?
Well, we're just so much in the growth mindset, really, Chris, of what we're doing, how we're doing it, what we're building, and the foundation that we're trying to establish, that any other focus would be a mistake on our part.
You lead me right into my next question. Perfect segue. You've talked about growth mindset, whether there's a win or a loss the previous Sunday. My question is, we're now three quarters of the way through the season here. Where have you seen some of the growth in your team?
Well, you can check boxes along the journey of building something the right way. I was a part of this process, once in Philadelphia under Andy Reid and another time in Carolina. And you want to be able to win a game. That's check that box. And you want to be able to say we can win close games. We've won some close games. Mm-hmm. We've come back against Tampa Bay. Right. We've gone on the road and won after a three-game losing streak and pushed through as an entire organization. So I think those are some things that we can build from and learn from as well. And then the most recent experience with the New England Patriots of, hey, it didn't go our way. We didn't get the result we were looking for. But there were some moments in that game where, really the standard was what we expected to be. Then there were other moments where it wasn't. So we've got a lot of work to do. We've got to continue to build and climb.
Taking a look at the Colts, one specific matchup that draws attention here is that of Jack Doyle, far and away their most popular target on offense in terms of receptions. Do you feel like your defense has had some pretty good prep here the last couple of weeks with Travis Kelce and Rob Gronkowski for a matchup like that?
Yeah, each matchup's a little bit different, Chris. That said, that type of player of that type of quality is a unique matchup in and of itself. So we do have some experience going against some good tight ends the last several weeks. Feel confident in what we've done. That said, still more work to do and growth to be had on our side.
All right, Coach, thanks very much for that insight. Now it's time for our fan question of the week, where you, the fan, get to ask Coach a question. We go out to Lauren Hall, who is with a fan for this week's fan question.
Hey, Chris, we're at New Era Field right now. It's game day. We're with Mike, who has LeSean McCoy shirt on. What's your question for Coach Mike?
How many more touchdowns do you think Shady's going to get this year?
Well, Coach, I don't know if you can answer that one unless you have a crystal ball, but Shady has been one thing for you, and that's versatile this season.
He has. He's basically held a lot of roles for us, running back, blocker at times, believe it or not. He's embraced that role. He's also embraced the role of receiver for us and done a phenomenal job in that role. So he continues to grow, continues to develop. Love his growth mindset, love his team-first mentality, and he's only going to get better.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time this week. As always, good luck getting a big win this Sunday at home.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, that's Bills head coach Sean McDermott. This has been Coffee with the Coach, presented by Tim Hortons. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.